An alien, a human and an alien walk into a bar. The bar is in space, and the alien, well.
Fingal the Buttstuffian's an affable creature, small of their race and gentle of features. Mild of manners, they tend to their patch, growing space cumbers to make their scratch. The neighbour of Fingal was not of this kind, a Maypellinian shapeshifter, wicked of mind. A torment this changeling to Fingal would cause, tearing up space turf with simulated paws, pooping in the interplanetary compost bin, peeing over the space cumbers to their chagrin. Fingal could not stop these miscreant acts, only fantasized brutality after the fact. Now the pseudo straw that broke the tardy camel's back, the blatant insult that caused Fingal to crack, was too horrible to tell, but made them exclaim,
"That changeling will pay, this is no longer a game."
But what could they do against this terrible foe? What possible harm from their feeble blow? In the pub that night, while sharing their grief, a cloaked stranger tells rumour that could end their synth beef.
"It's an orbital club named Deep Throat 9. The name's a bit weird, but they'll do you just fine."
There is this human he knew of, a species of ill repute. For a price, they'll turn Fingal into a brute. Fingal's desire for retribution was compelling. They bought the next ticket out, their hatred swelling. Ushered to the back of the gloomy nightclub, past leather-clad forms that jiggle and rub, the human sits surrounded by glamorous flesh. With a sardonic grin, they simply say,
"Yes? I want to be powerful, to destroy my enemy. Take this measly body and work your chemistry."
"I hear your desires, I'm not without vice. I'll enhance your body, but there be a price. Your glistening muscles will be on loan. I have occasional use for needs of my own."
Fingal was desperate and angry to boot. Arguments, though reasonable, were shockingly moot.
"We have a deal,"
they say with much haste. The toast slips down smoothly and has an odd taste. Fingal arrives back at their home planet farm. Their impressive stature gave neighbours alarm.
"Don't worry, I'm here to take care of our woes. I'll make sure the pest is fair thrashed till it goes."
The neighbours encouraged and cheered and caroused. The Maybellinian was fearful, slightly aroused.
"Come out, show your face,"
fierce Fingal declares. Mabel emerges eagerly, yet so unprepared.
"I come here to fight you. I win and you leave."
"The notion entices. You're looking at me?"
The tussle that ensues is salaciously charged. The shapeshifter shifts, first soft and then hard. They fall to the floor in a flurry of feelings. Fingal feels frustration. Their foe feels fresh freeing. The strong but Buttstuffian beats on their quarry in rage.
"I thought you were weak and vanilla and beige."
This newfound dynamic has both of them twisted. The shapeshifter changes but barely resisted. Fingal's fists of fury allude to successes. The changeling is flustered and then acquiesces.
"You're beaten,"
declares Fingal.
"Now you must depart. I'd better not see you again, you changeling tart."
Tail between legs, the changeling left.
"Good riddance."
Head bowed in shame and a wry smile hidden. Sometime later, our Herculean hero takes a call.
"I have a client for you. Come do your duty as my thrall. The time has come to pay your dues. Wash yourself and prepare to schmooze."
Fingal knew they had to pay the fare. They faced the task with stoic glare. Slick, leather-bound and laid prone, a cloaked figure enters with a gentle moan.
"Since the pub I've been playing you, my old friend. Now be grateful for my mercy and to me attend."
Fingal's face turned grimace, but could not disobey. Revenge turns sour as they start their foreplay.